Bonjour, nous sommes la 11VP1 du collège du Vernet à Puydoux. Dans le cadre de nos cours d'anglais, nous avons créé des parodies inédites du Petit Chaperon Rouge en anglais. So have fun and listen to our wonderful stories.
Once upon a time, there was a 13-year-old girl with blue eyes and straight long blonde hair. She was really lovely and everybody liked her. Once, her grandmother, Athena, the war goddess, gave her a beautiful red dress, and as the little goddess was wearing it all the time, everybody began to call her the little red goddess. One day, her mother told her, "Go to Athena's house. She needs some food as she doesn't live near a shop. Take this basket, but be careful on the road, because it is full of good things inside. Fruit, cheese, meat, and honey. So don't break it. I ask you to take the small road, you know, the quickest one, the one with the sun during all the afternoon, with all the flowers, and, of course, this is the less dangerous one. Did you understand me?" said the mother. The little red goddess said yes. After that, she began to walk happily to see her grandmother. During the walk, she arrived to a crossroad of the dirt track. Just before it, she met a centaur who was called the Wolf. He was muscled, tall, good-looking, tanned, and he had long wavy black hair. He had a bright silky dark coat. The girl was directly charmed by him.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, "What does it mean, the Gaelic ink on your arm?" Said it was one of my friend's songs. "Do you want a drink on?" She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar, then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know, she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee, singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet, a cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week, and in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands, and baby I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl, closing time. I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside, finished some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands, and baby I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway.
He said, "Good day to you, little red goddess. You're really nice today." "Thank you," she said, confused. "Where are you going with this basket?" "I'm bringing food to my grandmother. She's living at the top of the last hill before the sea. She really likes my mother's food and she's lonely. That's why I'm bringing her this." Suddenly, the center had an idea. "Did your grandmother like fruits?" "Yes, of course." "So, take this way. On this side, there are a lot of fruit trees. In addition to that, the view is wonderful and there is a beach near to it. You can swim before meeting your grandmother." "That's a great idea, thanks." And the little red goddess, charmed, went on that way. She picked some different types of fruit. She also went swimming in the sea. She stayed there a long time. During that time, the center ran to grandmother's house. The little red goddess thought he was nice, but she was wrong. The center was a thief, and when he heard that the grandmother was lonely, he thought that it would be easy to steal her money and her precious things. When the center arrived at the house, he knocked, and Athena shouted, "Who is it?" "It's the little red goddess," said the center with a little voice. "I'm bringing you some food." "I'm coming," she answered. Thank you.
door and she saw.
Il y a toujours la musique en fait.
She opened up the door and she saw a big centaur. He ran into the house and tried to catch Athena. She ran to take refuge in the room where she kept her weapon. The centaur was looking for the treasures to steal. Once in front of the door where was Athena, the centaur broke it easily because he was very strong. Meanwhile, Athena had the time to prepare her weapons. The centaur was very surprised to discover that the grandmother had something to defend herself. Athena took out her bow. Very skillfully, she reached him in the earth. The centaur collapsed on the floor and stopped breathing. A moment later, the little red goddess finally arrived after a nice bath in the sea. Athena, worried and angry, was waiting for her at the door. She took the children by the hand and guided to the dead centaur. The little red goddess was very surprised. She thought that the centaur was a nice person, but she realized she was wrong. From that day on, she learned to be careful with strangers.
Friends.